Good morning, good morning. How are you guys? Are you sure? Okay, it's good that you're sure. Is anyone feeling like they're champions this morning? Yes, no? Hands up. Only one. Okay, one, two, three champions, four champions, five. Only five of you guys, or six. I saw your hand. Only six of you feel like you're champions. Really? I know you're champions. So, how are my champions doing this morning? You better be good. Okay. Never used this before, so bear with me. It's fine. We are all about thoughts. The series started about, 3 weeks ago? And all in all, it's going to be 8 building blocks, essentially. And today we're doing the fourth one. But we started with block number one, which was awareness, and block number two was motivation, and block number three was confidence. And before we actually go back to how your week was, is anyone feeling, I'd say, confident to come and challenge me in something that they don't know what they're going to challenge me on? Wow. Okay. Come through. Well, you put up your hand. It means you're confident, so come through. You are the only one. I don't know, but you did it. Hold my hand. You've just lost. Thank you. Yeah, that was just a good example of you needing to utilize the first three blocks. The awareness. You are aware that you're going to challenge me, but you are not sure what was going to happen, right? And you are motivated by yourself because no one said, woohoo, come up and do it. Yeah, there we go. And then the third one, confidence. I mean, you had confidence there, but then you came here. But remember, losing is only a setback to going forward, right? So be encouraged. After losing, I won. Oh, goodness. Okay, so I'm going to give you some time to just reflect on how your week went with your devotions. I think I'm going to give you 1 minute, so it better be quick. And your time is up. Welcome back. Okay, so Luke 10, verse 27 says, love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your strength, and with all your mind. And this demands literally everything of us. Does it say 10%? Does it say 50%? Does it say 99.9%? It says 100. 250-ish. 250 is too much, but I mean, that's how much God requires of us. So it's literally all our heart, all our soul, and all our strength, and all our minds. And our minds partnered with our thoughts. And we're dealing with thoughts right now, so you better be thinking right. Okay, here we go. So, for a specific person, on a specific day, for a specific task, under specific circumstances, there's a specific level of intensity that will lead to optimal performance. And we all know we're different. So for me, if I'm playing cricket, I need a different intensity to a person that is playing rugby. I need different intensity to a person that is about to write math. I don't know, who's good at math here? Oh, you're good at math. Okay. And you? Okay, interesting. I used to be good at math, and then life happened. But hey, it's fine. So, for a specific person, like I said just earlier, that each person is different. So, I mean, I'm trying to gauge. Yeah, you're very big. Aye, why are you looking away? You know that you are big, but you know you are big, though. Like, I mean, like, I'm small, you big. So, then you will need me to give, a whole lot of intensity to essentially beat you up, because I mean, you're big, but hey. But it's okay. We'll just park it there. I won't challenge you. Just stay in your lane. I'll stay in my lane. Thank you. On a specific day, every day is different because of sleep, activities, meals. I mean, every day is different. The weather today is great for me. I don't know about you. If you're cold, I'm lucky, but I'm not cold. For a specific task, all tasks are different and need different intensities. We've touched on that. Under a specific set of circumstances, it depends on who you're with, essentially. I mean, if you're with your friends, I'm sure you'll be most confident than if you're with people that you don't know. But yeah. Okay, next one. There's a specific level of intensity. We may need low or high level of intensity, depending on the task that we have. And then that will lead to optimal performance. And this is the ultimate goal. I mean, yeah, you need to be ready at any given moment. Are you ready to challenge me again? It's okay. So, high performers know when their bodies are in the right intensity level and how that impacts their performance. You'd know. I'm not challenging you. Okay, let's do an activity now. So, just think of the task that you did recently. And then what level of intensity did you have to have for it? And how did you feel in that moment? And what impact did it have on others? I'm going to give you a minute, and then I'm going to ask for a volunteer. So, who wants to tell us of their task? Okay, I was ears dropping, and I heard someone talk about injury. You got injured, yeah, so please tell us. here we go.
On Saturday, we had a tournament at Sacred Heart, and during that tournament, I got injured while I was sprinting, and I pulled a hamstring, so then after that, they took me off, and then I started praying, and then I just knew that something had to happen for me to come back. So then after that, I came back in, and I started thanking God for healing me. And then after that, we won the tournament.
Oh, you won! Well done. Ah, so great. So great. Thank you very much for that. I'm sure you need a high level of intensity for that. Sure, okay, cool. Champions know their optimal zone of intensity and get into it quickly to deliver their best performance. Well, that's a cycler, but yeah. What tournament was this? Soccer. Okay, cool. Soccer qualifies. Okay, to turn things down or to turn things up, we must learn how to breathe properly to stay in the zone of optimal performance. Who thinks they know how to breathe here? Whoa, can you breathe underwater as well? Those are lies, but hey, it's fine. Okay, so we're doing the exercise right now. Everyone, stand up. We gonna breathe now. We gonna breathe. Are you ready? So you can see the instructions. So you're putting one hand over your chest. And then you're putting one hand on your stomach. What? No, it says stomach. Okay, get diaphragm, stomach. Okay, sharp. And then take 3 deep breaths and see which hand moves. 3 deep breaths. Let's do one all together. One. Out. And then 2. And then out. And then 3. And then out. Okay, whose hand that was on their chest moved? Wow. And whose hand that was on the diaphragm moved? OK, Okay. Everyone that had the chest hand move, please get out. I'm joking, guys. Oh, goodness. Okay, so the right way of breathing should have your hand on your stomach move when you're breathing. So, I mean, like, this means we need to exercise breathing properly, guys. Please. Like, I mean, half of this room was breathing badly. Like, I mean, please. Okay, here we go. Practice number one, technical breathing. To decrease intensity, draw air through your nose, down into your stomach, and let it out slowly through your mouth. We need to do this, guys. I need to. We're exercising now. So everyone back up on their feet. We're being practical about this. Check your thoughts. Check your thoughts. They need to be positive. Okay, so here we go. Draw air through your nose, down into your stomach. As to how you do that, I don't know. And then let it out slowly through your mouth. Okay, let's look. Well, I think some of you cheated, though. Okay, let's just do it. Okay. Throwing it through your nose, down your stomach, slowly through your mouth. Some people are dying here. What's going on? Okay, so nose, stomach, mouth. Let's do it quickly. Nose, stomach, mouth. Done. You guys are failing. This is not good. Hey, okay, cool. So, release muscle. This way of breathing releases muscle tension, slows your heart rate, and clears your mind. Practice number two. Guys, why are you sitting down? Like, we're being practical here, guys. We're being practical. Stand up. Okay, we don't have much time. So, here we go. To increase intensity, draw air through your nose quickly and then down straight to your mouth. So it's... That increases intensity. Huh? Okay, so it's nose, mouth. Nose, mouth. Okay, all together. Nose, mouth. Nose, mouth. Nose, mouth. Okay, cool. This increases the heart rate and gets the blood flowing faster, and it increases your intensity. Who jogs here? Asha. Oh, wow. So 50% of you, and when you're jogging, how are you breathing? Are you using this? Okay, back down to your seats. Thank you. So when it is time to deliver, you must get into the zone of the optimal intensity and deliver what is needed at that time. It's straightforward. I mean, it's hard though, but... Well, power breathing is when you need to do power breathing. And then the other one is when you need to do it. I'd assume when you're jogging, you need the technical one, because then it's nose, mouth, nose, mouth. The longer you keep the breath inside, then it becomes awkward, and then you get tired quickly. So it's different breathing for different tasks, essentially. What do you think? Yes, no? Wow. No. No. Goodness. No, it's not. Yeah, so, yes. Thank you for that. So, practice number three. We're parking it and refocusing. When something happens, you must park it and refocus on what needs to be done next. Go back later and think things through. Let's go through it again. So, when something happens, you must park it and refocus on what needs to be done next. go back later and think things through. So allow 5 seconds window and then tell yourself to refocus. A bad or good play will affect the next play. So good or bad, I mean, a good example of this, when I'm working with interns or ad hocs at work, I always tell them, anything and everything you do either speaks for you or it speaks against you. It's tough. It's life. It's awkward, but it's doable. So, Psalm 63 verse 1 says, "You're my God, earnestly I seek you. I thirst for you in the dry and parched land where there is no water." And this word earnestly essentially means seriously, or it means there's a purpose behind it. And our ultimate purpose is essentially to become more like God on our everyday challenges that we go through. It says, "You are my God." Who's my God? God. God is my God. And earnestly I seek you. So it means seriously I seek you. And this is a prayer that I have for all of us, that we, every day, we earnestly or we seriously, with purpose, seek God on every day. "And I thirst for you in a dry and parched land where there is no water." I mean, this is so obvious, guys. Like, if you're in a desert, like, surely you're thirsty. Like, I mean, so this is us on our daily challenges. When we're going through things, when we need to prepare for tests, when we need to prepare for matches, soccer, cricket, hockey, whatever it may be, we must earnestly seek Him to help us through all our challenges. And then, since we've exercised breathing, I'm sure you guys are going to breathe right from today, right? Okay, so here's a challenge. Maintain high levels of intensity in your relationship with God. Love God with all your heart, mind, and strength, and keep seeking after Him. Number 2, make it a habit to get into your zone of optimal performance for whatever task you have to get done, even if it means washing dishes, even if it means cleaning your room, even if it means making tea for your mom. Okay, number 3, use tactical or power breathing to tone down or turn up your intensity level. And then number 4, use the pocket and refocus technique to move on when you do well or have a setback. Okay, our next steps, essentially, because we are essentially done for today, is to join the WhatsApp group, and there's forms on your tables in which you can then put down your numbers and whatnot, and then you'll be added. And then please, 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 this is for you, this is not for me, to do your daily devotions. If it's not daily, then it's every fortnight or whenever, but that's how important it is. And then do the exercises as well. What? Is that your exercise? Ah, goodness. Okay, cool. Let's pray. God, we come before you this morning, and we thank you, O Lord, that you are working on us on each and every day. Thank you that you are aligning our thoughts each and every day and giving us all the tools that we need in order to think right and to be champions that are under your name. We thank you for an awesome week that you are about to have, and we thank you for an awesome day that we are about to carry on with. We love you, Lord. Amen.